Pablo for breakfast.
There is a new book from former Sports Girl CEO Colleen Callender, and it shares her rise to the top. Out right now, Leader by Design author Colleen joins us. Colleen, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Now, before we get into the nitty gritty of the book, because you share some really like tips that people can actually use, what sort of inspired you to put pen to paper for this one?
Yeah, well, look, I've been in my CEO role for 13 years, and I finished in March 2020, and I was so fortunate to have so many amazing, incredible people around me that I could influence and inspire over so many years, and I really wanted to take exactly that same thought process and really share that with more people, I suppose. And I've always wanted to write a book and share my story and my message. So, through that sort of platform, I can reach, many more women and many organisations and hopefully inspire and empower and change the way we lead in the future.
When you left school at age 16, did you ever imagine becoming one of Australia's top female CEOs?
I absolutely did not is the answer, which I think is, part of the wonderful story is that, we never know where we're going to end up. And with a lot of hard work and persistence and dedication, we can break through these glass ceilings. And that is a big part of my message for women.
Now, your journey obviously took you to the very well-known spot of being CEO of Sports Girl. Was that something, obviously at 16 you didn't sort of have that trajectory, but at a certain point in time, did your mind shift to that kind of goal and Sports Girl was a target for you?
Yeah, not so much. I mean, I grew up with Sports Girl. I love the brand. I always admired the brand. I started at Just Jeans and on the shop floor as a sales assistant, at the age of 16. And when I got approached, and I worked through the ranks there. And when I got approached by Sports Girl in 99, it was pretty, hard to say no, this amazing, iconic brand that asked me to join the business. But really what I found going sort of, up the career ladder is that each step for me, I got to inspire and empower more people. And so that was really more my motivation than can I become a CEO. Obviously that was part of my journey. And as I said, I've been a CEO for the past 13 years and loved every single minute of it. It's been incredible.
So would that be something that you'd encourage young people when they start out into the workforce at those low entry sort of jobs? Because you're the proof that you can start there and end up somewhere completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, my father said to me when I finished school and, I was sort of 16 turning 17 and, they were, I think, quite, challenged by the fact that I was finishing school, at that age and not completing my final year. But, in their moment of disappointment, my father said to me, be passionate, work hard, love what you do and never give up. And those words have stayed with me my entire life, no matter what I'm doing, where I am, or what stage of the journey I'm at. And I really have applied that to every single part of my life. So, I think that when we have that mindset, we can achieve anything we put our mind to.
Now, there's some practical toolkits in the book to inspire women. And you navigated burnout as well. So how did that appear in your life? Did it take you by surprise or did it hit you, like a train, like it does so many people?
Yeah, I describe myself as a red Ferrari that had never pulled into the pits, never put fuel in the tank, never changed its tyres and never been in for a service. And I had done this for many, many, many years. And, I also had three young children at this stage. So, in 2007, I was 36 years of age and I literally just hit a wall. And I didn't see the signs of burnout creeping up on me. And, there is all of that story in my book and tips on how we can avoid burnout, because I wish someone had shared that story with me or shared the tips, all the signs of burnout. So I really had to stop. And I'm very much an all or nothing sort of person. So I walked in and said to my husband, I'm done. I've got nothing left. My tank's empty. And lucky for me, I went in the next day and actually resigned. And lucky for me, I got talked out of that idea. And instead, I took some time out. I took nearly 4 months off. I put that red Ferrari in for a well overdue service. Mm-hmm. And I returned 4 months later as CEO of Suzanne. And for me, it was probably the gift, and it was probably the best lesson in self-care ever. And it taught me that, one, I have to have a life in balance, and two, to be good to anyone else, I need to be good to myself first. So I moved from being a perfectionist and a workaholic to, you know, creating a life in balance where I just do my best every day.
And I think that's something really important to preach, because over the last couple of years, especially with Instagram, it's all this rise and grind mentality, work, you know, sleeps for when you're dead, all that kind of stuff. And it's good to have that other side of the message. And you've recently founded Mentor Me. So is that part of the message that you're trying to get out there a little bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. Mentor Me actually came out of COVID. It was one of those sort of silver lining or gifts, I suppose, out of COVID. I had finished in my CEO role, and I was actually planning on taking a year off and doing some of my passion projects, and COVID hit, and I just kept getting call after call after call from women from all walks of life, women I'd never even met, and, you know, needing support. And so I started the Mentor Me program because I know, you know, the benefits of having great mentors and also having a life coach, which I had when I hit burnout. And you know, a lot of women can't afford to, you know, hire life coaches, or, and if you can, it's great. But I really wanted to make sort of mentoring affordable and accessible for all women, which is where sort of Mentor Me came from, which is, you know, I run Mentor Me women in small groups. And it's just been absolutely phenomenal, and it continues to go from strength to strength. So it says there is absolutely a need out there for, you know, for great mentors.
The book is out now, Leader by Design. Grab a copy of it in all good bookstores or online. Colleen Callender, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Pablo for breakfast.